I'm with Sean Kutzko, and he is with the ARRL, which, as I recall, stands for the American Amateur Relay League.
Actually, it's the American Radio Relay League.
Oh, okay. That was close.
Let's try it again.
So, Sean, this is like an association for the licensed amateur radio operators throughout the USA?
That's correct. The American Radio Relay League was formed in 1914 and is the official membership organization for amateur radio operators in the United States.
Okay, and I was just looking at one of your other booths there, and they were talking about something about the Amateur Radio Parity Act, which maybe you could tell me what that is. So obviously you work with legislative bodies to get things done in favor of amateur radio.
That's correct. One of the major initiatives that we have on the legislative front is the Amateur Radio Parity Act, and what that is for is to help provide some relief for amateur radio operators who live in areas that have deed restrictions on putting up an external antenna. This can affect their ability to provide communications during natural disasters, such as a flood, or here in Ohio, a lot of tornadoes and thunderstorms roll through here. So we are asking the Congress to pass a bill that would provide a relief mechanism for amateur radio operators that live in a deed-restricted area to be able to erect what is known as an effective outdoor antenna, so that they can provide communications should the need arise.
So I would think that in my mind that probably some of the homeowners associations are thinking, oh my God, this guy's going to put up a big radio tower in the neighborhood, and we're going to stand out like a sore thumb. Is that not what you're talking about?
The bill is not. It does not explicitly advocate that. The bill is designed to make it so that a homeowners association does not have the ability to simply deny an amateur radio operator an antenna. Now, it's not going to permit every amateur radio operator to put up a 100-foot tower in a common area in their condo. What it does do is it creates the situation where a community association has to work with the amateur to come up with something. And that may be a wire in the trees. That may be a wire under the eaves of the condo. But the purpose is to get the homeowners associations to come to the table and work with the amateur to get some sort of effective outdoor antenna. And we have partnered, partnered is not the right word. We have negotiated with the Community Associations Institute, which is the largest organization of community associations in the United States. It is an association of community associations. And we have come up with some language that they are comfortable with, and we are comfortable with, and we have passed that on to Congress to get this legislation passed. It has cleared the House of Representatives in the current session of Congress, and we are now waiting for the Senate to act on this bill.
Well, I would think you're fortunate to be able to get through any House of Congress at this point in time, but you got it through the House.
That is correct. So now we're waiting for the Senate to act on it. So,
all right. So let's talk about some of the other things you have here at ARRL. You've got different organizations from different parts of the country or around the world, for all that matter, here at the show. So do you interface with the amateur radio operators from, say, Great Britain and Germany and Italy and those types of places?
Yes. The ARRL is the largest member association in all of amateur radio, and all of the member societies for each of the countries around the world have their own member society in their country. And all of these societies internationally have formed a group called the International Amateur Radio Union, and it's been around since the 1920s. And the ARRL is the largest member association in the world, so we are very happy to be able to coordinate and work with other member societies throughout the world to further amateur radio.
All right, now, of course, part of being a ham radio operator is you have to have a ham radio license, and I presume you guys are probably very much involved in helping people go from civilian to amateur radio.
It is extremely important for us to be able to teach those who are interested in how to become an amateur radio operator. We have a whole lot of licensing materials. We have study guides. We have over 2,300 affiliated clubs throughout the United States that would be more than happy to help a person get interested in amateur radio and pass their license exam. It's not a difficult exam at all, and there are a ton of resources available on the local level all across the country that ARRL is involved with, and we would be happy to get anybody in touch with a local club to help them get their license.
So, Sean, if somebody listening today, I mean, the best place to find out about this would be able to come out this weekend to the show. If they can't make it to the show, you have a lot of resources on your website. Can you give me what that is?
Yes, we have an area on our website. Our website is www.arrl.org, and if you go to that main page, there's a search engine in the upper right-hand corner. If you type in the phrase, "What is ham radio?" you will get taken to an introductory page on our website. You can also type in, "What is ham radio?" on your favorite search engine, and that ARRL page will be the first thing that pops up on your search engine search.
Well, great. Sean, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me. I know you got your hands full. Looks like you were doing some live Facebook feeds, and we'll let you get back to the show, and have a good session out here in the Greene County Fairgrounds.
Very good, Norm. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.